This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
The 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, nothing ever lasts. You know, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but there's been a little bit of calm, and I'm not talking about the hurricane. I'm just talking about there's been a little bit of calm in the news. And there's been one topic that hasn't come at us, that was coming at us over and over again, even on our social media sites. Some of us had to swipe left multiple times. And unfortunately, he's back in the news. Dun, 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 Anthony Weiner. Anthony Weiner is back in the news. So you want to know what's going on there? We got to talk about it. Apparently, he is going to be released from jail early. Why? Because he's been behaving himself. He's been a good boy. So we're being told by CNN and USA Today that Anthony Weiner is going to be released. I don't think it's Weiner. It's Weiner. Anthony Weiner is to be released from prison early. Now, if you guys are kind of new to the whole Anthony Weiner saga, he actually probably gets the credit for Trump winning the presidency. If you guys don't remember how that all happened, let me remind you. But let's go back a few years ago. Back in 2013, Congressman Anthony Weiner went from being a congressman to wanting to run for mayor. And as he tried to run for mayor, images emerged of him in some tidy whities. Remember that? I think that's when smartphones were starting to become more popular. So he did some selfies in the mirror of him in his underwear. Now, I don't know if he sees, you know, male models and ads in magazines, but usually the white tidy whitey underwear, that's not what people model in. They usually model in some boxer briefs, or the underwear is burgundy or green or blue or black, something a little sexier. But anyway, he thought his white underwear was sexy. So that basically cost him the mayoral run in New York City. Although some people said he would have done a better job than de Blasio. That's neither here nor there. Then, unfortunately, he never stopped. He actually got divorced, Huma Abedin, his wife that just had a baby with him, divorced him recently. And he had, in 2017, gotten busted for sending sexually explicit pictures to a 15-year-old girl on social media sites. Now, this occurred back in 2016. So in May 2017, he pleaded guilty to one charge of transferring obscene material to a minor. And this occurred in federal court in Manhattan. So he was sentenced to prison for 21 months. And that had to start November 2017. So 21 months means he would be released August 2019. But apparently, according to the Federal Bureau of Prisons, he has been on good behavior. So he gets out about 3 months earlier. I don't think he qualifies for parole, but if you're really, really good, you could knock months off your prison time. So they expect him to come out May 2019. So unfortunately, some of these explicit text messages that were sexually charged with women other than his wife got into the hands of a minor, and that's where he got in trouble. So, his estranged wife was the top aide to Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton. We didn't really see much of her since, you know, Hillary didn't win. But where Anthony Weiner became so significant in our politics is while this was going on in 2017, right before his sentencing. The FBI confiscated his laptop. And they did that because they wanted to see what sexually explicit messages were on there and what he did. What the Clintons didn't realize is this was a shared laptop with Huma Abedin, his wife. And his wife had emails from Hillary Clinton. And these emails, potentially, were classified emails that Hillary was never supposed to have on a private server, let alone a possible child sexual predator such as Anthony Weiner. So, after the FBI had originally concluded that Hillary Clinton was, you know, in the clear, Comey, James Comey, and who's now very notorious for what happened, had to say, everybody halt. We have had to reopen the investigation or relook at new evidence. They fished through that very quickly. I think 3 days. Thousands and thousands and thousands of emails. And they said, no, 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 we're good. But by the time that happened, Hillary Clinton's team claimed that messed her up for the election. So when people said with Brett Kavanaugh, how could the FBI do a thorough examination in 7 days? Well, they sure the hell moved quickly with the Hillary Clinton issue and Anthony Weiner's computer and her private emails. So, if Anthony Weiner hadn't sexted, done his tidy-whitey trying to, you know, hit on a minor, which is sick and disgusting, there's a chance that Hillary Clinton would be president today. Now, I do not urge anybody hailing him as a hero. I do not urge anybody making a special day for him because, again, he even admitted, he said, I have no excuse. My crime was rock bottom. I victimized a young person who deserved better, you know, and he has admitted that he was, you know, he's sick or he had a problem. But such a, you know, I mean, such a drama. You thought this year was drama with everything going on with Trump. We forget what happened in 2017. So, you know, if he did do good behavior, I like that. I think people that are really good in prison, you know, and have gotten help for whatever brought them to prison, I'm absolutely fine with them coming out of jail. You know, do I think he has a sex addiction disorder or a addictive texting disorder or did he think this person was a minor or did he think this person was an adult and then unfortunately she ended up being a minor? I don't know. Guys always panic going, oh my gosh, what if I hit on somebody that accidentally is a minor? Well, be careful who you hit on and get proof of their driver's license, please. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. And big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. So, unfortunately, Hurricane Michael has now become a Category 4 storm. And they are saying that this storm is something that the Florida Panhandle has never seen. 375,000 people in 22 Florida counties have been under evacuation orders and advisories. Many are saying, nah, I'm going to ride this out. Hurricane Michael is now a Category 4 storm with winds of up to 150 miles per hour. Governor Rick Scott warned today that it is too late to evacuate. So now they need to shelter in place. Michael is expected to make landfall today. And it's forecast to bring storm surge of up to 14 feet, plus a foot of rain, as well as 150 mile per hour winds. And again, this is not something that the Panhandle has been bracing for. There was not really a lot of time with this. They say meteorologists say, according to Daily Mail, that it has the potential to become one of the worst storms in the history of the region. Already multiple airports have been closed. More than 453 flights have been canceled. President Donald Trump has declared a state of emergency for the entire state of Florida. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio warned anyone in the path of the storm surge, you're going to die. So, shelter in place. These 150-mile-per-hour destructive winds, very unpredictable. Boarding up is one of the least things you could do. Got to hanker down, get into a room with no glass, get into an innermost room if you can. And they're already saying that there's power outages, and then the flooding can be monstrous. Apparently, it overnight had strengthened from a Category 3 to a Category 4. The water is still nice and warm. It's very sluggish. It's about 50 miles per hour offshore from Panama City and Apalachicola. It's moving at about 14 miles per hour, so a little quicker than what Florence was moving at. Florence was moving at about 5 miles per hour. So Governor Rick Scott said the hurricane is going to bring unimaginable devastation, warn people its path. They say now it's too late to evacuate. From what I understand, they even closed down highways. So that's scary. Well, now they're saying, okay, don't evacuate. You know, there's that one point where you leave, and then there's another point where you stay. You know, same thing we learned about shelter in place at work with a shooting. You know, at one point, if there's a shooter in the building, you get out. But then there's another point where you hunker down. Or bunker down, is that the word for it? Bunker down? So it's that questionable period of do I stay or do I go? Yeah, and I find that very confusing, especially when there's a shooter. You know, you hear bullets, and you want to run, and you want to get outside, which is your safest bet. However, if you don't know where somebody's coming from, or where those bullets are coming from, you don't want to be caught running around. So do you hanker down or bunker down and hide? So I'm looking right now at the satellite picture of this. This is bad. So Georgia is going to get affected really hard. South Carolina, North Carolina, all the way up to Virginia before it exits and goes back to the Atlantic Ocean. So this sucker is going to soak an already weakened area from Hurricane Florence. For those of you that want to help, you could start donating blood, all right? Because we're going to have to shunt blood supplies to that area. You can donate to the Red Cross, Salvation Army, Goodwill. Unfortunately, the area isn't going to be able to take boxes of goods, but they could sure use the money. So, you know, help your local Red Cross is probably one of the easiest ways to do it. Apparently, water temperatures in the area are in the 80s. And so that, unfortunately, made for a real ripe storm brewing. We'll keep you guys posted with that. It's a shame. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Very interesting. I'm looking at a picture right now of a guy walking with his dog in the flooding, and the dog is in a laundry basket. So he has a laundry basket on his shoulder, and then there's the little puppy in the laundry basket. That's kind of a good idea. You know, if you don't have a little crate to hold the dog, put the dog in a laundry basket. Most animals will stay in the laundry basket, okay? Even the kitty cats, because they're not going to want to run in the water. So yeah, you got, last thing we need is our pets running around the place. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're being told that a man has nearly died because he almost inhaled a piece of an e-cig. So he was trying to kick a smoking habit, according to Fox News, and he nearly died because he accidentally sucked part of his e-cig into his lungs. Now he has to have surgery to remove it. Alan O'Brien, 40 years old, impaled the mouthpiece of the vape device. It went down his windpipe, and he was left gasping for air. He's a shop assistant manager, so he was whistling as he breathed. And so when they scanned him, they found the top of the vape, and they found that it was lodged in the opening of his lung, obviously blocking air exchange. So he was rushed to intensive care unit. Surgeons removed the plastic, and now he's going to star in a bunch of medical journals, from what we understand. Mr. O'Brien of Warrington said, "People say smoking will kill you, but maybe I'm better sticking to the cigarettes. It seems it might be safer," he said. "The drag I took must have been very powerful. I guess I just went a bit OTT with it. I can joke about it now, but it was pretty scary. Initially, when I couldn't breathe, it was under panic. But when I was whistling as I was talking, I thought, I can't go on like this for long. It's ridiculous. Yeah, I'm looking up. I know what LOL is. I know what FUBAR is. OTT meaning. Hold on, let me see what it means. Over the top. Okay, OTT is over the top. Hey, look, people, you know, we got to get with it. These young guys, these young folk are, you know, running the world soon, and if they're using these terminology, we need to be, you know, on top of it. Funny thing is over the top. That wasn't really a term we used in the 80s and 90s and stuff. Over the top was kind of an older 1940s term. So I find that fascinating that young people are going to be using OTT now. So the hospital asked permission to use the photos of medical journals as they have never seen it. He said, I guess I'm a lesson in how not to vape. So he was opening up the bedding shop where he works and was having his first smoke of the day, his menthol smoke baby e-cig. He said, I had 2 minutes before I had to start work, so I think I was just trying to squeeze out a smoke. I went at it with a bit too much gusto, and the mouthpiece came off, went straight down my throat. I was choking. I couldn't breathe. Panic set in, as you can imagine. I didn't have another staff member come in until 11:30. It seemed like an age, but I couldn't breathe at all for about 10 to 15 seconds. So I grabbed a breath, tried to stick it out, but I could feel it stuck. So he continued working until paramedics arrived. That's some real good work ethic, where you're turning hypoxic and you're practically choking on something and you're still working, doing your job. So they took him to Warrington Hospital. Medics couldn't find it because they did an initial x-ray. And on initial x-ray, they couldn't see anything. So they also asked if he could have coughed it up, but he didn't think he did. So that's when they used the CAT scan. Now, some of you will say, well, can you do that with metal in you? Or well, first, this was plastic, and that's an MRI. You can't have foreign metal pieces in your body with an MRI. However, with a CAT scan, you can. So CAT scan is the best way to look at this. So unfortunately, he could have died. And this happened in England. He was rushed to Liverpool Heart and Chest Center, straight to intensive care. And then he couldn't have an operation right away because he had eaten an egg sandwich just, you know, moments before this all happened. Now, bronchoscopy is the procedure that he underwent to be able to pull it out. So rather than cracking the ribs and cutting into the chest and ripping open the lung, they were able to, while he was under anesthesia, go through his windpipe, and they have a scope. And with the scope, there's like these little forceps that could grab things. And so they go down, they found it, and then they were able to pick it out. And then they checked his oxygenation. It's kind of like tweezers type of thing. And I'm dying to see the video of that. So he's now going to play it safe and stick to cigarettes. We hear of another person who just, I guess, underwent a explosion from his e-cig. These things are still not the safest. We'll keep you guys posted on that. But the story I want to get to when we come back from break is now some experts are saying that you could vape vitamins. And several companies are now selling these vaporizers that will allow you to vape and inhale vitamins, essential oils, herbal supplements. What's really frustrating me is I get capitalism, and I love capitalism, and I think businesses do have a right to flourish, but I get really, really nervous when false information is being put out there. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Category 4 Hurricane Michael now moving a bit faster towards the Florida Panhandle than earlier. The National Hurricane Center's latest advisory has the monster-sized storm moving north-northeast at 14 miles an hour with winds sustained at 145. Mayor of Tallahassee, Andrew Gillum, says,
"We've not seen a storm like this in over a century in our area. My city, unlike many, is covered by about 50% tree cover. That's significant. Those trees will come down. We will have major disruption."
Still waterlogged after Hurricane Florence weeks ago, the Carolinas are preparing for a lot of rain from the storm. FBI Director Christopher Wray testifies to a Senate panel this morning that the bureaus involved in roughly 5,000 terrorism investigations around the world right now. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. Okay, so, wow. I'm not sure what to say and how to advise you guys, because you are being hit and hit hard with these ads. And I think we're becoming a little smarter now that we know there's fake news out there. I mean, we've always known there was fake news, but now we're able to identify it very easily. And so with fake news, there's also fake ads. And so this idea that you can inhale your vitamins is, unfortunately, something that's going to prey on some naive minds. So we have companies now pushing people to vape their vitamins. There's 3 companies. One markets its vitamin B12 vaporizer, containing 10 times the amount found in a typical B12 shot. And then, of course, there's pictures of fresh fruits and berries, which don't contain vitamin B12. B12 you get, like, from beef and stuff. Another sells vape juice that contains vitamin, essential oils, and organic flavor waters with the motto, if you wouldn't eat it, you shouldn't inhale it. So, my concern with this is can you get your vitamin C, your calcium, your zinc, your magnesium through your lung pores? Now, are lungs supposed to be absorptive for vitamins? Are they designed the same way as small intestine? No, they're not. Small intestines have these little channels, they have these little brush borders with villi to increase the surface area of the absorptive part of the lining, where now, in addition to the lining, you have these little projectile, little villi things, which are so cute, and they have all this extra surface area, just, you know, exponentially increasing your surface area, so we don't miss any nutrition. The lung lining, they're not supposed to be doing that. No, the lung lining is supposed to exchange oxygen with the blood. The lungs bring air to the bloodstream. When the bloodstream comes by, that's all the blood wants when it's in the lungs. It doesn't want sugar and vitamin E and vitamin A. Now, could there be some transports there? I don't know. That, I don't think, has ever been studied. Because don't we have enough for the lungs to do? Let's say scientists go, you want to know what, Dr. Dahlia? I'm like, what? Like, that's how I talk to scientists. Because I used to be a scientist. I went to DPA. Like, what? You don't really inflect your voice. You're like, hey, what's up? You don't really do that in the lab. Kind of keep your voice. It's kind of like a library. It's not as bad as a library. Working in a lab is not like a library. Library, it's always shh. And lab, it's like, oh, guess what? You know, I found that this grass chromatography dual chromatographer is, and I, oh, man, that's cool. Pass me pipette. And it's just really kind of like, you know, boring talk. I don't even know the words. And a lot of big words and a lot of big syllables I just can't do. So anyway, let's say scientist goes, you know, doc, guess what? The lung linings can absorb calcium. Let's just say somebody pulls that out of their scientific butt, does a study, and it says, yeah, your lungs can pick up calcium. So what? We've seen calcium tablets. We've seen calcium supplements. They're usually not in the most, I guess, purest, you know, tiniest of scents. They're kind of chalky. Who is going to suggest a formulation? And calcium's, you know, it could, unfortunately, in a lot of its substrate, be a little large. Who's going to recommend that in inhaled form? Now, maybe they're onto something. Maybe we do need to inhale vitamins eventually. Maybe those of us that don't, from a GI standpoint, absorb vegetables and vitamins the way we need to, and minerals, maybe that may be a good route for some of us, but I just don't see how we want something that could clog up the lung lining. Remember, our primary goal is to make sure the lungs get to oxygen in us. That's all our body cares about. That's all we should care about. We don't need to make your kidneys healthier through your lungs. Yeah, it might be cool. Might be something to play with. So, the other issue I have is we don't want to give anybody more an excuse to put something into their lungs. There's a report released earlier this year by the National Academy of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine, and these studies show that e-cig vapor contains fewer kinds of lower levels of toxic chemicals than cigarette smoke. However, there are still chemicals. That heating coil, like we talked about, heats up and leaches chemicals into the vapor, so you're still getting chemicals. Combustible cigarette smoke has thousands of chemicals, at least 70 known to cause cancer. So it's easier to say that e-cigs are safer, but you're still getting crap into your lungs. Now, this author with Fox News says one good thing about herbal and vitamin vape liquids is that they are free of nicotine. Nicotine is highly addictive. One study found that even non-nicotine e-cigs may be a gateway, though, to cigarette smoking. So once you start putting something in your mouth and trying to take a hit and get a little bit of a buzz from the B12, you still may be addicted to the process of putting something in your mouth. And then, let's say the next one may actually have the nicotine. Some companies selling these, quote, healthy vape liquids also market their products as containing organic ingredients and no chemicals. But when you heat the vape liquid, the chemical reaction can produce new chemicals. That's the big problem we talked about with a lot of these flavorings with these e-cigs. You have a vaping liquid, and then after you heat it, it turns into formaldehyde. But it wasn't formaldehyde when you started. I think the same thing happens with Diet Coke that you leave in your car in the heat. Never leave a Diet Coke in your car and then drink it in the summer, because the heat makes it turn into formaldehyde. That's a chemical that wasn't there prior to the chemical reaction. So the NAS report points out that the chemicals in the vapor depend on the flavorings and other compounds in the vape juice, plus how the device is used. So scientists can't just test the liquid. They actually have to turn around and test the vapor. And we don't have a lot of research because these e-cigs are relatively new. Now, I don't like taking vitamins. I don't like swallowing pills. So I would be one of these people that would find it fascinating to inhale a medication. I would be like, oh, that's great, but don't. Okay? Your lungs are just too delicate. And then these herbal and other natural supplements, who's testing these? You know, how do you know that turmeric is in lung, in vapor form, being absorbed by your lungs, exactly what your body needs? So we just don't have enough studies. There's limited research. You need to be careful. Echinacea, I like echinacea to help slow down the onset of colds. Again, I don't know if I would breathe that sucker in. And for the most part, if you can absorb vitamins like folate, B12, vitamin C, do it. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back from break, they're saying air pollution is now linked to a greater risk of mouth cancer. So one city that is full of pollution, Taiwan, it has shown a link between very high levels of air pollution and oral cancer. We're also going to debunk some of the myths you have with this year's flu season and the flu shot. I was on KTNV News 13 last night answering some of your questions on how good this year's flu shot is. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now
at 800-667-9035.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories, absolutely free, to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Show 1-800-392-3254 877-362-3254. I hate ironing. I don't have time to iron, and a lot of my clothes are really wrinkly. And I just saw this. Apparently, somebody says you can place a couple ice cubes into your dryer, throw the clothes into it, and it'll get the wrinkles out. Do not overload the dryer with ice. But apparently that seems to help with your wrinkles. They say place 2 to 3 ice cubes into your dryer, set it on high heat, just for a few minutes. The wrinkles in your clothes should smooth out. Apparently a lot of people have been posting videos of how it's working. What they think happens is the ice melts. Because of the high heat of the dryer, it turns to steam, so you're basically steaming your clothes. Then they come out wrinkle-free. Also, hang them up as soon as you get them out of the dryer. Don't let them get scrunched up in a pile. And don't overuse detergent. That also can mess things up. But I have a lot of clothes that are really wrinkly. And I didn't think about that. I'm like, why not just throw some ice into the dryer? That sounds pretty good. They also say you can use vinegar. They say countless cleaning experts say they put salt in the laundry. That makes colors more vibrant. And one woman uses vinegar instead of fabric softener. It works better and it doesn't smell. And then the towels are really soft. There was an Oprah episode. Said to use a quarter of what is recommended on the detergent packaging and a scoop of bicarb and a dash of vinegar. See, I don't have all those, you know, seasonings and stuff at the house. Throw some garlic in there. I don't know. Anyway, air pollution linked to the greatest risk of mouth cancer, they say. Or increased risk of mouth cancer. Scientists have previously linked high air pollution to a host of health problems, from an increased risk of dementia to asthma, even changing the structure of the heart. So, nobody can tell us what is a safe level of air pollution. There is no safe level. And now researchers are saying it could cause you to develop mouth cancer. Writing in the Journal of Investigative Medicine, researchers in Taiwan describe how they discovered the association by looking at air pollution data from 66 air quality monitoring stations around the country. Now, these were collected in 2009, and they combined this data. There looks like there's a typo there. From health records, they combed through health records of more than 480,000 men aged over 40. Now, these were men who had gone to the medical provider in the year 2012-2013. In total, they found, again, another typo in this article. This is what they had. They have 1,100,617 cases. My guess is 1,600 cases. So there's a typo there. And the team focused on tiny particulates of pollution called PM2.5s. They took the men's exposure to this air pollution as being based on where they lived. Then they sorted participants into four groups, lowest to highest. They already took into account ozone, age, smoking status, etc. And some chew betel quid, if I'm pronouncing that right, where you have a nut and leaf, and sometimes people chew on that, kind of like chewing tobacco. They already, you know, ruled out for that. And they found that men exposed to the highest level of PM2.5s had increased risk of mouth cancer. Now, mouth cancer is some scary stuff. Most mouth cancer is caused by HPV, human papillomavirus. And this human papillomavirus, you can get most notoriously through oral sex. However, you can also get mouth cancer and throat cancer from smoking. And smoking has a lot of chemicals. So it makes sense that air pollution could unfortunately affect you as well. So according to the figures of the World Health Organization, there are many other cities around the world that have huge levels of air pollution. Kabul, Beijing, Delhi, and their average annual level of PM2.5s is fairly high. So what does that mean? Well, I'll move to the city. Speaking of moving to the city, I want to bring this up. This is kind of interesting. Let me see if I can find this article. I live in Southern Nevada, and we have a city called Mesquite, Nevada. Really, really cool. It's on the border of Arizona. People say Utah. It's not technically Utah. There's a gorge, and so Arizona actually separates us from Utah for a little bit, coming from Las Vegas. So there's a little baby city, really cool city, called Mesquite. And it's right there on the border before you get to Arizona and then get to St. George, Utah. And St. George, Utah is on the border of Utah and Arizona. Arizona is just kind of a sliver in between for that little corner. And apparently, the hospital there is closing down its labor and delivery ward. Mesa View Regional Hospital is the only hospital in the area there, and they're closing its labor and delivery. And KTNV News 13 had broke the story where you have women there that now must either drive to St. George, which is 40 miles northeast, or go to Las Vegas, which is 82 miles southwest. And, you know, I did some research. It looks like there are cities out there, a lot of them, that don't have places where people can deliver babies close by. Now, I was lucky enough where I had plenty of time to go to the hospital. You know, I can, you know, get there and relax, etc. But a lot of people, if they start to bleed or they start to have rapid contractions, etc., they need to be really close. We really recommend, we don't want you living farther than 20 minutes from a hospital. And what we're being told, that there are many rural cities and counties that just don't have enough labor and delivery. And the American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists say that if you live in a city that doesn't deliver, you know, enough babies, they may not qualify. So this city here delivered a baby every 6 days. Apparently that's not enough, according to ACOG, to allow them to, I guess, still be credentialed or still be certified as a labor and delivery unit. So, unfortunately, that's now caused closure, and people don't know where to go to have their baby. From what I understand, North Dakota, Idaho, there's multiple areas throughout the United States that do not have what they need when it comes to labor and delivery units. So, I recommend that if anybody is pregnant in their third trimester, to maybe, you know, plan on a week or two before to be safe, hanging out in a big city. Now, what a lot of people, unfortunately, are doing is scheduling C-sections. They're like, all right, then a week or two before, let's just have a C-section. And then I know I'm... But, you know, C-sections carry risks. We don't want people to be having more C-sections. The other problem we have with insurance is we really need to cover state lines. We need to cross over state lines. So if somebody's in Nevada, can they go over to Utah to deliver their baby if it's closer than going down to Vegas? Most insurances will say, no, we don't cover Georgia or St. George, Utah. Now, some people ask, well, why don't you go to the emergency room? Go to the emergency room and deliver your baby there. Well, you can. Emergency room doctors know how to deliver babies. But if there's no labor and delivery unit, what if you need a C-section? What if there's a problem? What if the baby needs a NICU, a neonatal intensive care? Delivering in the emergency room isn't necessarily the best. Plus, these emergency room doctors are already busy. They're dealing with a gunshot wound and a stroke and patient, and they're distracted. You know, what's nice about OB-GYNs is, I mean, all they have to do is worry about you and your baby right there. That's it. They got nothing else pulling them. But you're in labor and you're contracting and there's all this other stuff going on in the ER. They're going to be distracted. So, small towns. I'm a huge fan of small towns, but not if you're pregnant. The 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.